We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How long do you think a couple should wait before going on vacation together? The reason I bring this up is because a buddy of mine met a girl at a wine bar on Tuesday. And they were in Napa by the weekend.
No, they weren't.
Cool.
Wait.
That Tuesday, weekend. Wednesday, they're like, Thursday. We should go. She goes, I've never been to Napa. He goes, let's go this weekend.
Damn, that's baller.
That means they're older and they have money.
Yep.
Wow.
That's right.
This is awesome.
And then I was thinking about Sarah. You remember, Alex, when Sarah met her now husband, Jay? Mm-hmm. I think it was like right around Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked on the phone for the first time like the day before Halloween.
Wow.
And then went on our date like a couple days later.
And then Jay was like, hey, why don't you come on a cruise with me around Christmas? So the end of October, they had their first conversation.
Yep.
And then they were on a cruise together.
With nine stepdaughters. With my now stepdaughters.
Oh, right. I thought you said with nine stepdaughters.
Like, dude, tell us about the others.
Just the four of us.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wait. Just the four of you.
The four of us.
Oh, my
went
God.
On a cruise.
That's for Christmas.
Insane.
Like I said, peace out to my parents.
That's insane. I mean, I guess you know that's the one. You know what I mean? I guess you know. Because that's just insane of him to bring his daughters around the girl he just started dating two months earlier.
So what made you go, this is going to be okay?
I don't know. It just made sense. It's crazy. It's crazy looking back, but it just made sense. But I'm sure his friends were like, you're crazy.
It was less than 2 months.
It was less than two months.
And you guys were already going on a cruise. You were going to be stuck on a boat with a guy that you barely knew.
It's wild.
And his two daughters.
Wow. Yeah.
It could have gone horribly wrong. Mm-hmm.
I guess, but not really. I'm pretty chill.
No, it could have.
It could have easily gone.
But it was
horribly
good.
Wrong.
It worked out in the end.
I had a pretty good idea. At this point in my life, I know myself and can read people really well. So I knew it was going to go pretty good. Mm. But I guess it could have gone bad too.
There is still a lot of naivety.
Yeah. Wow.
Naivety.
Naivete.
Is that what it is?
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, how long do you think a couple should wait before going on vacation together? According to a new survey, couples should wait until they have been happily together for 7 months.
Nope.
Before going on vacation.
Like a long time.
No rules. Look, if you're young or old or whatever and you have the money and you want to go on a trip, go on a trip.
Mm.
And if it doesn't work out, well, good, you know.
It's got to feel right for the two of you, you know? I mean, if it feels right, why not, right? I mean, I'm rethinking all this again.
8% of people said that they didn't even wait until they got home to end something after a vacation.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
I really feel like when you go on vacation with someone, that's where you really get to know someone. So it's either going to go well or it's going to go horribly wrong.
Dang. Have you ever been on a really bad vacation with somebody you were just dating and then you called it off?
Really?
It wasn't really vacation for me, but it was vacation for her.
Uh-huh.
It was a girl that I used to date, and she came into the city that I was living.
Okay.
We hadn't seen each other for a long time, and it was so bad that she booked an early home.
Oh, man.
Really?
Now, it would have really been bad if we were traveling somewhere together.
Yeah, yeah, like, that was your home.
I do remember I did something really embarrassing, and I've just blocked it from my memory. I did go kind of travel with a dude, but I kind of invited myself.
What was that story?
He did a lot of skydiving, and I didn't want to skydive, but I liked him. So I was like, sure, I'll skydive. And then I flew up on my own dime to see him, and it was really awkward in North Carolina.
Okay.
And it was really awkward, and we weren't even dating. We hadn't even kissed. And I just was like, here I am. And then luckily it was raining the day we were supposed to go skydiving.
So you didn't have to. Would you have done it? Would you have jumped?
I guess. I didn't want to, but I was going to because I liked him, so I wanted to prove myself.
Yeah, the things
stupid,
you do for love.
Right?
I mean,
and,
seriously.
And it was raining, and I'm like, oh, what a bummer. Should we go to the movies?
And, that's a change.
And it was so awkward.
Kathy and Kyle, good morning. How long do you think a couple should wait before going on vacation together?
I don't think a couple should go on vacation together until they're married. Why do you want to go on vacation with someone and sleep in the same room, be stuck in a foreign country with someone unless you really know you can put up with their BS? Like, come on.
Well, I mean, what if it's just, you know, like to Oklahoma?
Oh, my God. And what are you doing, a road trip to Oklahoma? And what are you, like, no, I can't go on vacations with God. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to be stuck with someone and then feel like I'm trapped. Maybe marriage is, maybe that's extreme, but I think you need to wait it out at least a good 2 years. I know that sounds crazy, but it's still, I'm paranoid about that.
All right, Jessica, how long do you think a couple should wait until you go on vacation together?
I think that you should either wait 6 months or go immediately when you meet.
Oh, really? Why immediately?
Because then everything is new and everything is great, and even the red flags are just like flags.
Yeah, I've always said that. You don't know someone until you've lived with them or gone on vacation with them. You know, that's where you truly totally get to know that person. Cool, thank you.
Sweet, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.